I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the world. Good evening and welcome to Standard Time, your weekly radio show dedicated to exploring the timeless music of the Great American Songbook. I am your host, Mary Angela, and I'm excited to be your guide on this musical journey. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 FM from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So relax, enjoy, dance, or sing like nobody's watching.
On humble or poor, rich or renowned, there is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
Today's going to be fun. We're going to hear the jazz era of Dixieland music. At the end of the 19th and start of the 20th century, rhythms and variations played in New Orleans' Congo Square sowed the seeds for hot jazz, later called Dixieland. Dixieland stemmed from the ragtime, meaning raggedy rhythm or syncopation, blues, gospel, work songs, and brass bands. In 1917, the original Dixieland jazz band, a white New Orleans group, made up the first publicly available recording of ragtime and claimed to be the creators of the new sound. This was not true, of course, but they popularized the Dixieland genre, which gained international prominence as a result. The true seeds of New Orleans jazz was African rhythms, as well as blues and spirituals, sung by slaves before emancipation. These include syncopated rhythms, call and response patterns, and the use of polyrhythms. Today, we will start out by hearing two pieces by Leadbelly. The first is an early work song called Ham and Eggs, and the second is a blues called Where Did You Sleep Last Night? Examples of precursors to ragtime and Dixieland.
When the large rocks have been broken up, the men break them into smaller stones for the road building. This next song is one sung on a small rock pile and is called Ham and Eggs.
Ham and Eggs, it's the way the hammer falls when you think about ham and eggs. Ham and eggs, poof, oh, can be, poof, I would eat more, poof, but you cook for so mean. I got a roll in a hurry to make it on the side of the road. If I had enough, my cabin was bad. Wouldn't have thought that special that I want to have had. I got it rolling a hurry to make it on the side of the road. If I had enough, my cabin was blind, I wouldn't have went away, boys, till the clock struck nine. I got it roll in a hurry to make it on the side of the road.
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pine. In the pine, where the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. In the pine, where the sun never shine, I wish you were all night too. Black girl, don't lie to me. tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pond, where the sun never shines. I wish you were all night too. My husband was a railroad man, killed a mile and a half from here. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body haven't been found. Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows. You called me to weep, and you called me to moan. You called me to leave my home.
Next up is an early Duke Ellington tune called Black and Tan Fantasy, which refers to the meeting of the races in the early jazz clubs. Black and Tan by Duke Ellington.
Oh,
Following Black and Tan was South Rampart Street Parade by Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. Bob was the older brother of Bing Crosby. They made a name for themselves as the New Orleans Dixieland-style jazz octet. That was South Rampart Street Parade by Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. Here are a couple I know you're going to enjoy. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate by Muggsy Spanier and his ragtime band, followed by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers tune, Wolverine Blues. And here's another tune by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers called The Pearl, which is a stomp. A stomp is a tune that has a strong beat, encouraging dancers to stomp with their feet with syncopated beat. Feel free to get up and stomp.
Thank you.
After the Pearl, you heard Fats Waller and his buddies do the minor drag. A minor drag is a type of syncopated rhythm where the second note of a pair of eighth notes are delayed and dragged behind the beat, creating a swinging and relaxed feel. Not a drag at all by today's terminology. Coming up is one of my favorite Fats Waller's tunes called It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. I wholeheartedly agree.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it?
Fats' tune was followed by Tiger Rag by Fletcher Henderson. His version of the tune is known for its use of orchestration and syncopation, which helps to define the big band sound of the era. Thank you.
Thank you. Right now, though, it's time to wind up the broadcast with one of those real old favorites from down New Orleans way. Here it is, George Lewis and the band and the Muskrat Ramble.
You just heard Bix Beiderbecke's Royal Garden Blues, followed by Muskrat Ramble by George Lewis. Beiderbecke's cornet solo on this recording is often cited as an example of his remarkable talent and influence on subsequent generations of jazz musicians. George Lewis, a prominent jazz clarinetist and bandleader from New Orleans, recorded this cut with his band, the George Lewis Ragtime Jazz Band. Here's a cut that got a lot of play by Kid Ory, a renowned jazz trombonist from New Orleans. His expressive playing and his deep, soulful vocals bring out the emotional depth of the blues. It's not a Dixieland number, but certainly was part of the music of the day at the time. Here is Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Buddy Bolden Legacy Band, called the New Orleans Swamp Donkeys, presents the next cut called Buddy Bolden Live. This is an important recording as there are no recordings of Buddy Bolden himself. He was born in 1877 and the technology wasn't invented yet. He is credited as one of the key pioneers of jazz music, particularly as a cornet player and a band leader. Following that will be a well-loved tune called Yes Sir, That's My Baby by the Firehouse 5 Plus 2.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's a tune called Buddy Bolden's Blues, named after the first jazz trumpet player ever.
Time now for a station break.
Support for WTBR comes from MyCom Federal Credit Union, 101 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, where their mission is to continue to promote the principle of people helping people while providing services that meet the diverse and ever-changing needs of their membership. MyCom Federal Credit Union, online at mycomcu.org. And, do you need help heating your home? Berkshire Community Action Council may be able to help. The Fuel Assistance Program is accepting new applications beginning November 1st. This program assists with your primary heating source, including all heating types. Once you're eligible for fuel assistance, you're also eligible for a discount on your electric bill. Go to bcacinc.org for more information.
The final two cuts tonight are by Louis Armstrong. The first is called West End Blues with his Hot Five Band, and the second is called Dixie with his Dukes of Dixieland Band.
Thank you. God but love.
Thank you.
Please follow me on my Facebook page, Standard Time Radio Show, WTBR 89.7 FM, with Mary Angela. I would love to have your thoughts about this radio show. This is Mary Angela signing off from WTBR 89.7 from Pittsfield, Mass. Thank you for listening.
There is nothing I couldn't do if I...